The herdsmen of Inner Mongolia have freely roamed the plains for many centuries, with their livestock grazing on fertile grasslands stretching across the horizon. But now, their age-old customs are being stamped out because of relocation the Chinese government claims will help curb environmental damage. In 1949, the ratio of Mongols to Han Chinese in this northern China province was reported to be 5-1. Now, there's only one Mongol for every 6 Han Chinese. Along with mass migration came assimilation, as Mongolians were required to give up their nomadic lifestyles and to move to permanent settlements.
It was better before when we were free to roam the grasslands. Now if we venture into other people's grasslands, our sheep will be confiscated. Things are controlled now.
Han Chinese are cultivating crops and raising animals here, competing with the Mongolian herdsmen. Modern technology has also impacted the grasslands in a profound way. While some do ride motorcycles rather than horses, and others have more modern conveniences, other reports claim that it's the Han Chinese agricultural practices that are causing the most damage. The Genghis Khan Mausoleum in Erdos City serves as a cultural reminder of the Mongolians' proud heritage before the Chinese government exercised its control. The Mongolians have a long and unique history and multifaceted culture.
During Genghis Khan's era, he used people of different religious faiths. He didn't discriminate different races or religious beliefs. I think they have the ability to assimilate and adapt well to different environments. Mongolian culture is very open and embracing.
Climate change and overgrazing have rendered huge swaths of land barren and caused frequent sandstorms in Inner Mongolia and its neighboring provinces.